Hi there, this is Jacqueline, Andy Nelson's wife. For years now, you have been hearing our son Will tell about how fun it is to travel with Dad, order pizza, and swim in hotel swimming pools. Well, now our kids are grown up and have moved away, and Andy is spending more time at home. He likes to cook but doesn't do dishes. He and his dog track up the kitchen, and now he's decorating the house with horseshoe art. He is a dandy cowboy poet and humorist, but a lousy interior decorator. So, give Andy a call at 307-360-8776 or email him from his website, cowpokepoet.com. Let's get him scheduled to perform at your next event. It works out great for all of us. You'll enjoy some outstanding entertainment, I'll get Andy out from underfoot, and we'll all have a fun weekend.
Well, by golly, that... We made it all the way back from the two-holer, just barely.
Maybe.
Yeah. I don't think we're back yet.
I think I'm still there.
Yeah. Are you back?
I'm not back.
Hand me a sheet. Let's have some poetry, shall we? You betcha. Diane Tribbett is riding along with us. She's living life backwards.
It seems to take a whole lifetime to finally figure out the secrets to success and love and what life's all about. I'm sure you've said these very words. If only I had known when I was young what I know now, my troubles wouldn't have grown. So I was thinking, if I could live my life again, I'd make just one small change. I'd like to live it backwards so the years would rearrange. I'd like to start my life out dead, so that's out of the way. Then wake up in a rest home feeling better every day. I'd soon get way too healthy, so they'd have to boot me out. I'd draw my pension while I fished and traveled all about, sporting big old buckles from the rodeos I'd won, and I wouldn't owe a penny to the bank or anyone. My spouse and I'd get younger, and our hair would lose its gray. I'd start a job and get a nice gold watch on my first day. I'd put my 40 hours in, then head to rodeos, to rope and ride with cowboy pride in cowboy slim-cut clothes. I'd run my ranch with great success and top-notch cowboy skills. This ranching's downright easy when a guy can pay his bills. I'd get a little dumber, though, the younger I would get. Then pretty soon I'd lose it all, rode hard and put up wet. But by that time, I wouldn't have a spouse or job, you see. We'd be too young, and I'd be working on my Ph.D. And when my college days were done, I'd rodeo full-time. I'd date too much and learn to slam tequila shots with lime. Then pretty soon I'd quit all that and move in with my folks, to drive them both plumb crazy with outlandish pranks and jokes. I'd ride the old ranch pony till I reached the age of 3. Then I'd turn into a baby, and they'd hug and kiss on me. I'd spend 9 months free-floating in a spa-like cavity, where everything was built right in for fetal luxury. Then like a shooting star that streaks across the prairie sky, my trail would end, and I'd become the twinkle in Dad's eye.
I think that's a great idea.
Let's do it.
Let's live life backwards.
Let's not waste all this good stuff on youth.
Spend my last days drooling on my shirt and somebody caring for me. Huh?
Exactly.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Yeah, I'm there. I'm getting there.
I know. Gee whiz.
I don't ask anybody to pull my finger anymore.
Yeah. Just can't trust it.
You can't trust a fart. No, sir.
Yes, sir. We are talking about you don't see that anymore. And when we last left, we were talking about mechanicking on your vehicle.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Baxter Black used to say, I had a pickup that when you opened the hood, you could see ground underneath the engine.
Dirt. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I had an old 56 Chevy Apache pickup, straight six, water bath air cleaner, oil bath air cleaner up on top.
And
you could crawl down inside that if you had the mechanic on.
Yeah, yeah. I still got an old Chevy.
Can you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the ranch truck.
Oh, Is that mussels?
No. Ooh, no. There is mussels.
There is mussels.
There is mussels, yeah. But this one's brownie.
No, brownie.
Yeah, okay. It's got the utility bed on it. That's the rescue truck.
There you go.
He's got the welder and the cutting
And you
torch
can actually and stand on your head and mechanic in
actually
that
Actually crawl
yeah.
in it, yeah.
I open the hood of my pickup right now, and I just I shudder. I just, are you kidding me?
Well, what amazes me
yeah.
is there is a transmission dipstick, but you cannot get to
you
it.
You can't get to it. There's a. I'm telling you
go
what.
Go and try.
There's a lot of things you can't get to. Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh. In order to change a fuel filter, you have to take out the wheel well.
Exactly.
Are you kidding me? Come on, man.
What's up with that?
You're kidding. Yeah.
And we're putting cow pee in our diesel?
Duh, come on, man. You're just killing me.
Who come up with this
who
idea?
Who come up with this idea? No. All right. Well, anyway, yeah. All right. You just don't see that anymore.
We're venting.
We are
venting.
Yeah. You do. Yeah, you just don't
what
see.
What about bias ply tires? Have you tried to buy a bias ply tire?
No.
You can't.
You can't anymore.
Forget about it.
That's it.
That's yeah, right. That's all I could afford when I was a teenager.
No doubt. Well, and you can't. You don't have split rims anymore.
Oh, thank goodness.
Thank heaven.
There's a reason
okay,
for
now
that.
There's a few things that we're happy about, all right?
Yeah.
Split rims, they were named called split rims because they would split you in half
yes,
if they ever come
they
apart.
They would.
Yeah, anyway.
And that's what that cage is sitting out in front of that tire store is for.
Yeah, to throw the split rims in?
Yep.
Yeah.
So when you air it up and that
oh, okay.
seal seats,
yep.
Put that tire in the cage.
Yep.
Every time.
I've seen people doing the WD-40 and a torch trick.
No, sir.
Ain't going to do that.
Yeah.
Yep. Hey, we need to end the show.
What?
Jenny Lynn Anderson is riding along with us. This is awesome. Not just a number on a stone.
There's a legend in this old town about a woman nobody sees. She lives in a mansion on the hillside. The bones of many rest at her feet. And it was a cold autumn day. They came knocking at her door. A storm was rising from the south. She couldn't hide from it anymore. And the shots rang through the darkness, with the cries of men as they'd fall. She prayed, Lord, please forgive your children. Let them know they ain't done wrong. And tell them that I won't forget them. Let them rest, now they're home. They're not just a number on a stone. Everyone waited for the day they could call their heroes home. But there were ones they left behind, the ones she wouldn't let die alone. 'Cause she had held the hand of her child as she watched his life pass on. And she knew somewhere there was a mama who would have gladly held her son. And all the men that day left their bloodstains on the floor. She prayed, Lord, please forgive your children. Let let them know they ain't done wrong. And tell them that I won't forget them. Let them rest, now they're home. They're not just a number on a stone. There'll come a time we won't remember everything she did that day. The 1,500 men wait to greet her and thank her for all that she gave. Now they say sometimes you can see her in the early hours of dawn, her dress blowing black as midnight, still watching over the souls long gone. She still wanders through this graveyard, and she still falls to her knees. She prays, Lord, please forgive your children. Let them know they ain't done wrong. And tell them that I won't forget them. Let them rest, now they're home. They're not just a number on a stone. Just a number on a stone. Let them rest, now they're home. Not just a number on a stone. Let me rest, take me home.
Well, that signals the end of another Clear Out West radio show.
But there's still a lot of stuff you don't see. Like now, a bitch stick.
Like a dipstick?
Bitch
oh,
stick.
Oh, a bitch stick. Yeah, I don't see my hearing aids either.
I know where one of them
yeah,
is.
Yeah, you do, don't you? What's a suppository doing in your ear?
Exactly.
Okay, anyway.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, bitch stick.
Yeah.
I was thinking about that myself.
Well, that's it. That's the old-timey...
Yeah, binder.
Binder, yeah.
Yeah, chain binder.
Chain binder.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And it's called that for a reason.
It's called a bitch stick because...
Pinch. Mm-hmm. Ouch.
Yep, true.
Son of a...
Yes. True story.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't see pocket watches anymore.
Oh, you really don't,
no.
Do you?
Or pocket watch fobs are even less common.
That's
you
right.
You just can't find those anymore. Waddy collects them.
Oh,
yeah,
he collects
pocket watches and he collects watch fobs. And he's got some cool,
I bet he
cool
does.
Looking watch fobs.
I'd like to see that.
I took a, and I know that I'm going to get mail on this one, but silver dollar that our dad had in his belt buckle.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. 1881 silver, mm-hmm. Morgan silver dollar. And I turned it into a pocket watch fob.
Drilled a hole in it.
Yep.
You drilled a hole
in it. I know. I wasted $25.
Yeah, exactly.
That's because that's all it's worth.
Yeah.
It's
anyway. Worth more to you than anybody else.
Exactly. And that I had somebody call me on it and say,
uh-huh.
Ooh, he said, it's illegal to deface currency. And I said, okay, A, 1881.
Yep.
All right?
Right.
Yeah. B, I'm never getting rid of this.
This is mine.
And it will be handed down to my kids.
Generations.
Yeah,
generations.
Exactly.
Yes.
So, They didn't quite get that.
They don't stand under it?
No, and that's another thing that you just don't see anymore.
Well, that's what my brother-in-law told me when I ran over that mailbox.
Yeah?
Oh. That's a federal offense to hit a mailbox.
Oh, well, I didn't do it on purpose. Oh, man. All right, common sense. Anyway, hey, folks, I want to stay tuned for next week. Well, because why is it you remember the trivial stuff but not the important things?
The important
stuff? Yeah.
We're going to go there.
Yes, we are. Okay. So stay tuned.
I will.
And, folks, we want to thank you for taking us into your homes and into your feed trucks. And always remember,
don't stand behind a coughing milk bag. Milk cow.
Milk bag. I like it. I'm going to leave it.
Don't do it.
Okay.